He was at Harrow for a year, I believe. Tell us a bit about your school days.
Yes, well, I was at Harrow School during 1941. I came from a small school at Oakdale, and I came down to the very modern school at Harrow, a much larger school, a little bit frightening at times.
And so you lived in Oakdale. Were like surrounding schools moved into Harrow School?
What happened is that they started, just before the war, to adopt a new school system that at 11 you either went to a Bedford school if you passed an exam, or you moved to the larger school at Harrow here, those children from Carlton, Odell, and of course Harrow.
So, since you were at school, what were the lessons like?
Well, we concentrated mainly on the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. But because this was a very modern school, there were lots of other facilities which we were lucky to have, like a good sports hall. We had a good workshop for the boys. They could learn carpentry, ironwork. And the girls, there was a very modern kitchen. They could do all their cooking and all their facilities, sewing. It's usually the same room.
So you said about cooking. I believe that the school field was dug up for Dig for Victory, and the headmaster at the time, Mr. Hill, was a bit mad about his potatoes.
Yes, that's true. We had the order to dig up the school field. So to the west of the building, very near now to where the Falcon Block is, we dug out a large area and we set it with potatoes, carrots, turnips, swedes, cabbages, and we used most of these were used in the kitchen to provide us with lunch.
Oh.